Good day, friends. It's so good to have all of you join us for our pre-Cancer Full Moon Garden Visualization for 2021. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me share a few thoughts with you about the rationale behind the garden visualization. In Dina 1, DK tells us that there are three major faculties which the spiritual man can unfold. All the other faculties are just expansions of these three. First, telepathic thought, the ability to receive and to transmit. Two, the intuitive recognition of truth and its formulation into concepts by the mind. Then later, the process of materializing that which has been intuited. But the third one is healing. With its understanding of energy and forces, which will lead later to the rebirth of humanity. All initiates of the Ageless Wisdom are transmitters of spiritual energy. And the power to heal is one which characterizes all those liberated souls, no matter what their ray. So a quick reminder is soul healing or esoteric healing is the pouring of pure soul energy into and through the bodies of the patient. And secondly, the soul on its own plane is inherently group conscious. So the work of healing is as yet in embryo, and the group consciousness is as yet so young and unpolarized. But DK tells us when men can be trained to be unselfishly and divinely magnetic and radioactive, then there will be poured out upon the world certain divine forces which will vivify and reconstruct, which will eliminate evil and heal the sick. And one of the steps in training which lies ahead of us is the establishing of a closer contact with him, our Tibetan teacher. And owing to the pressures of time and of urgency in service, DK is one of the several masters who have pledged themselves for the next few years to keep the 12 hours prior to the full moon of each month open for contact with their disciples, so that at any time during the 12 hours, the world servers and disciples can make an attempt to reach these masters. So DK recommends, or rather asks all of us who are his disciples, to make an effort to contact him at the time of the full moon each month, and to make the sacrifice in order to establish this monthly relation, as he, on his side, will make adjustments to contact us. So he emphasizes also the necessity of holding the thought of that contact for 3 whole days prior to the full moon with aspiration and with confidence, and then for 3 days after with expectancy. And secondly, he wants to make sure that we make this a group activity, not an attempt to make a personal contact with him. And as a group, then, we will seek to strengthen the tie between him and us. So this, therefore, is an act of group service to be rendered selflessly and with no personal expectancy whatsoever. But at some time during the preceding 12 hours, we can make our approach. And when we do so rightly, we will find DK waiting. So go to your work, he tells us, with clear vision, a loving heart, and an understanding love. Then much can then be accomplished. You might ask, why a garden? Well, there is a very good reason why DK chose a garden. The vegetable kingdom is the outstanding contribution of our earth to the general solar plan. And the unique production of our planetary system is the vegetable kingdom. And this is possible because our planetary logos is synthetic, and it is the only kingdom in which three rays have finally succeeded in coalescing, in fusing, and in blending. And on top of it, they are also the three rays along a major line of forces, ray 2, ray 4, and ray 6. And there are certain parallels in the human organism. The vegetable kingdom can be likened to the heart in the human, the heart center. Just like the vegetable kingdom feeds the human and the animal kingdom, well, the heart center in the human also does the same job. It sustains and nourishes all the organs in the body. Two, as we know, the lungs or the throat chakra rules the breathing apparatus or the lungs. So too, in the vegetable kingdom, the trees and the forests are the lungs of the earth. And thirdly, in the vegetable kingdom, there is that response to sensation, which is a rudimentary condition of the second aspect of divinity, which is being manifested. So, to one of his disciples, called CDP, he taught her to create a garden. He taught her to perfect it and then to use it, and to dedicate it and turn it into a shrine of consecration and connect it in her mind with a thought of service. That which is thus created and used exists, he told her. And that on the inner planes, her garden is of service to his group of disciples and to others, and in larger numbers than she thought. It is the place of gathering for many and a place of refuge for a few. So he instructed her to enter her tower, climb to the summit, and there release the light which is in her. And this light will be to the garden of her soul what the sun is to the gardens of the world. Then to watch the rays pouring over her garden, awakening it to color and beauty, arousing it to movement and life, and calling forth the birds and the hums of the bees, and evoking it to a responsive loveliness. And there he will meet her. So there is a lot of symbolism in the garden if we care to look closely. So this is what we too, we are going to do. We are going to enliven our garden, awaken it to color and beauty, arouse it to movement and life, and we will call forth the song of the birds and the hum of the bees, and we will evoke it to a responsive loveliness, and there we will meet decay as a group. So therefore, let's continue to build our healing garden as a group at some point within the 12 hours prior to each full moon, meeting DK there and turning our garden into a shrine of consecration, and intending to offer our group as a vehicle for the love of DK and hierarchy to be poured in selfless service to humanity. So we want to build a pool, a healing pool, so that we can be used as an instrument. So now let's gather in our garden. But before we start building, let us align with our own soul first of all. So raise your consciousness into the head, as high in the head as you can. And then carry that consciousness upward through the astral body. To the mind. Then to the soul. And visualize a lotus fully open, scintillating with light and pulsating like a heart as a symbol of your soul body. And now place yourself right in the center of your lotus, realizing that you, the personality, and you, the soul, are now one in consciousness. And from that point, definitely and consciously, assume the attitude of the observer. Observe your personality below. See your etheric body and see energy flowing freely and down your etheric spine. And now consciously throw your soul light down into the center at the base of the spine, using indigo blue light if you don't know the color of your soul ray. And now raise it slowly via the five centers up the etheric spine, then to the ajna, then to the crown, and up into the soul body. And say the soul mantra with conviction. I am the soul. I am light divine. I am will, I am love, I am fixed design. And now sound one ohm as if you were the soul. Let's align our centers for the flow of intelligence. Locate your three knowledge petals, then your love knowledge and your sacrifice love petals. From these five points, visualize five streams of bubbly green light pouring into your mental base, your mental sacral, your mental solar plexus, and your mental spleen, sweeping them into activity, galvanizing them into action. And combine that light into one, and in your imagination, send it down to your etheric throat below, flushing your etheric throat. And then in your imagination, send it to the base of the skull at your altar major, and then bathe the cells of your brain, stimulating them into vibrating at a much higher rate. Refocus now onto your lotus, and this time locate your three love petals, then your sacrifice love, then your knowledge love petals. And from these 5 points, see 5 streams of indigo blue light, combine them into one, and now gently bathe your astral body and bring that energy down from your astral head down your astral spine, so to speak, to the astral base. Realizing that you are now substituting emotion for the qualities of the soul: joy, strength, self-forgetfulness, group consciousness, unity, harmony, compassion, etc. Then in your imagination, send it to your etheric heart and flushing it. Then direct it to a point in the brain, to the pituitary gland, stimulating it. And now gently bathe your nervous system. Feel that energy pouring out of your body into the surroundings, magnetizing the physical atoms around you. Raising the vibration of the physical atoms. And now let's take a stroll through arches of climbing roses at the entrance of our garden. Clusters of flowers in abundance overhead. Choose the colors that you like. And as you stroll, let the roses gently caress your face, welcoming you to our garden. Breathe in the delicate aroma of the cascading colorful roses percolating through the air. And small lovingly trimmed emerald green bushes line the stony pathway. You can hear your footsteps on the stony pathway. Along an embankment at the end of the archway, there are rows and rows of flowers. Flowers of different hues and harmonizing tones of red and yellow, pink, white, cream, orange, and magenta. As we create these rows, include your own favorite flowers. The blooms shed fresh petals on the path, creating a soft carpet for us to walk on, releasing their individual fragrances as we step on them. On the opposite side of the embankment, we see right in the middle of our space of harmony, a lighthouse, standing tall and strong, shining beams of light in all directions, as a symbol of our united group soul. As we assemble there quietly, we hear a choir of birds. Fill the space with their clear, melodious notes, welcoming us to this unique space. A chorus of angelic voices sing a soft tune, accompanied by the sound of harps. Divas gently strumming the chords. Sitting still around the lighthouse, we feel the gentle warmth of the rays of the sun. Filling us with vitality and with love. In the background, the breeze softly swishing through the tall eucalyptus trees chants a melodic lullaby. These majestic trees cast their protective shadows on the grass as sunlight peeps through this peaceful garden. Around the lighthouse, we see a large quiet pool of crystal clear blue waters. And flowing from the pool, we see rivulets as we hear the gentle trickling of water. We also see three wider streams of golden water flowing steadily, and across them are wooden bridges. In one area of the pool float lotuses of all colors, in all stages of bloom. Some are in full bloom, revealing their gorgeous jewel, while others are still budding and barely showing their true color. But all reflecting their light in the healing waters. Just beyond the pool, a hidden path leads to a cozy and serene corner. A few chairs or a bench and a small fountain containing supercharged, vitalizing water, perfumed by a single floating lotus, create the perfect spot for an informal sharing of one's difficulties or words of wisdom. Inhale the perfume of the flowers, imbuing and permeating the air. Everything in this garden quivers with livingness. And you can bring a friend who needs help in that little corner. In the distance, we hear the soothing sound of water, and we follow it. We come to a tranquil pool where cascading water gently hugs rocks as it joyfully spills in a blue pool, while bubbles of spray ricochet spiritedly in the air. Lush ferns alongside the rocks, draping in the water, enhance the serenity of the place, while the fiery brilliance of the orange and red leaves of surrounding trees brings warmth and invigorating energy to the area. In our mind's eye, we follow a pathway which leads us to flower beds. They are a riot of spring color, reds, creams, yellows, pinks, of such vibrancy, winding their way like a gentle living stream among the trees. A row of violet flowers on either side of the meandering bed happily follows the path of the flowers as they release their subtle perfume. Butterflies flutter through the air with their iridescent wings, attracted by the silent serenade of the blooms. They are like the flowers of the air. Their delicate and fragile wings are like floating petals, catching the light and twinkling like diamonds in the air. Buzzing bees surf the open spaces from flower to flower, seeking pollen. And the pollen looks like scintillating bright golden pixie dust. Nearby, the soft and gentle babble of the sound of the fountains reach our ears. Lush green grass lines a gentle stream like a soft, velvety carpet. The air is full of the sweet fragrance of the flowers in full bloom, adorning the fringes of the streams in this tranquil garden, quivering with life. This garden that we've just created is our garden, our group garden. But let's take a moment to add a little corner which has our individual touch. Add the colors, the unique features and flora of your own country that you'd like to blossom in this tranquil and serene space. Let's also invite the presence and the cooperation of the healing devas working under the Christ, visualizing them in our garden, enlivening it with their magnetism. Sitting quiescently, our hearts beating as one. Let's link up with each other as we say the healer's mantra aloud together. With purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart, We offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group. And to the ones we seek to heal. And now let's open our inner eyes, endeavoring to hold our mind unwaveringly in the light. And we know that Master DK too stands steady, pouring out upon us his love and strength, and endeavoring to lift us up into a higher state of consciousness. We are now ready and receptive to Master DK's radiant energy. The light of the lighthouse begins to shine brighter and brighter, intensifying gradually. Soon this light begins to take shape. And a definite figure appears. And it is that of Master DK. From the lighthouse, waves of golden light stream through our group, irradiating the garden around us, enlivening it even more, imbuing our garden with a second ray of love and wisdom, and the sixth ray of devotion of Neptune, the sole ruler of Cancer, feel the energy of unconditional love fill the space in our heart. Cancer, one of the arms of the cardinal cross, deals with holes. And in Cancer, the process of purification begins its beneficent work. And this is begun upon the cardinal cross, because that cross deals only with holes, and therefore with mass experience. And Hercules' fourth test, the capture of the dough, really illustrates this concept. So we'll explore this story or task. Hercules is given a test to decide which voice of all the many voices will arouse the obedience of his heart. A test which will awaken on the inner side of life the fullness of his wisdom. And the rightness of his power to choose. Hercules hears the voices of two maidens who claim the doe is theirs. They are the symbols of the two lower aspects of mind, the subconscious and the intellectual consciousness. First, the maiden Artemis, the bright circle of the moon, which is the home of Artemis. The moon, symbol of the form, representing instinct, mass consciousness, animal instinct or instinctual response to one's environment. And the other maiden, Diana, the huntress of the heavens, the symbol of the intellect, human ideas or the lower mind, and both symbols of two aspects of consciousness belonging to the three lower worlds or to form. Now another voice fell on his ears and with commanding accent said, "The doe belongs to neither maid, O Hercules, but to the god whose shrine you see on yonder distant mount. Go rescue it and bear it to the safety of the shrine. And leave it there." The doe, or the golden antlered fawn, is the symbol of the intuition, buddhi, the life aspect seated in the heart, or the soul, the heart of monadic life. The doe belongs to the god whose shrine you see on yonder distant mounts. Both lower aspects of consciousness must then be transmuted into intuition, the one consciousness. From hill to hill and wood to wood, he hunted it until close to a quiet pool, full length upon the untrampled grass, he saw it sleeping, wearied with its flight. Exciting all the will of which he was possessed, he nearer drew. And yet the doe moved not. Thus he drew close and clasped the doe within his arms, close to his heart. "The search is over," he chanted loud. "At each point reached, the maidens turned my steps. But still, I did persist." Cancer is the sign of tenacity and persistence due to the sixth ray of Neptune. "And now the doe is mine. The doe is mine. Mine by long search and travel. And mine, likewise. Because I hold the doe close to my heart." "Not so, O Hercules," came to his ears the voice of one who stands close to the great presiding one within the council chamber of the Lord. "The doe belongs not to a son of man, even though a son of God. Carry the doe to yonder distant shrine, where dwell the sons of God, and leave it there with them. And are you not a son of God, although a son of man? And is the shrine not also your abode? And share you not the life of all who dwell therein? Bear to the shrine of God the sacred dough, and leave it there, O Son of God, the temple of the Lord, the shrine of the Sun God, the distant shrine where dwell the sons of God. Hercules' lesson in Cancer is to think in terms of the whole. Hercules is learning the lesson of group consciousness, wholeness, detachment from the form, and identification with spirit, the one life. All souls are one, and this he learned at the Gemini task. And now he learns another, that all souls are one and share the same life force and are made of the same life. The part is the whole and not separate from it. The one life flows through the whole of humanity and through all the lower kingdoms. And this is the voice that Hercules is hearing, arising from his heart. This is the test which awakened on the inner side of life the rightness of his power to choose. Cancer transmits Ray 3, choice, the power to choose. God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. In these words, you have established the relation which exists in the mind of God between spirit, the breath of life, the soul, consciousness, and man, the form. The essential unity lying as it does outside of consciousness and known reality takes place first of all in this sign, Cancer, one of the most ancient of the signs. So let's use our creative imagination to symbolically hold a golden fawn in our arms, close to our heart. Feel its warmth. Feel its heat. Feel its beating heart. And let's carry it to a part of our garden, that distant shrine where dwell the sons of God. And let's leave it there with them. And as we gather in our garden on the inner plane, look around and be mindful of our group. Understand deeply that there is no my soul and thy soul. There is not only one soul, one consciousness, but also one life. Feel then the power of the one life flow through our group, and let the wave of the one life permeate our garden, enlivening it. And sense our garden around us, imbuing it. Cancer is the light within the form. This is diffused light of substance itself, the dark light of matter. It is the light awaiting the stimulation coming from the soul light. And the keynote for the disciple is, I build a lighted house and therein dwell. So Cancer is the sign of manifestation, the sign of the form, the light of matter itself, hence transmitting rays 3 and ray 7. So the form or the manifested universe is the receptacle for the soul or consciousness and the life within. And on the higher turn of the spiral, the causal body or the egoic lotus is also the chalice for buddhi, the life and the will to good. So let's see our garden as a lighted house on the inner plane, with decay at the summit of our lighthouse, symbol of our united soul group, beaming and radiating life. And may our garden be a chalice for the power of the one life, of intuition, of buddhi, and the will to good, nourishing and sustaining the heart of every blade of grass, every flower, every lotus, every tree, and every molecule of water and every molecule of air in our garden. So now let's make use of our healing garden by visualizing the flow of unconditional love or the will to good emanating from the triangle, the avatar of synthesis at the apex, the Buddha, and the Spirit of Peace, powering the Christ at the center. Now superimpose this emanating triangle on the soul triangle, made up of the Christ at the apex, Master DK, and our soul group. See these two triangles blend, fuse, synthesize, and become one energy, one life. And I'll superimpose that blended triangle on our group chakric triangle, made up of our group crown chakra, our group Ajna, and our group Alta Major. Bringing that one life, that dispelling radiance, that unconditional love, right down now onto the etheric level. And now directing the dispelling radiance within our group Ajna, right eye, left eye triangle. Place the blended triangle over the three planetary centers triangle. London, Geneva, New York. The three planetary glands. See these three centers distributing the one life. Into their areas. Until the whole of humanity. Has received it. And now let us say the healer's mantra aloud in a low voice, saying it slowly and deliberately as you believe in the results. May the love of the one soul focused in this group radiate upon you, our fellow men, and permeate every part of your body, healing, soothing, strengthening, and dissipating all that hinders service and good health. And may the life and the light of intuition of cancer fill the hearts of all those who are touched by our garden. May it become a light which guides the crying ones into the place of light. Now, just like Christ does daily, standing under the great pine in his garden at the sunset, with his hands uplifted in blessing over those who truly and earnestly seek to aspire. Let us picture a great pine tree in our garden. Let's gather around the Christ, Master DK, and the healing ashram under it, saying the great invocation together. And we will sound one om after each stanza. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Now raise your clasped hands above your head and say, and so let it be, and help us do our part. Bring your hands down to your forehead and let them rest on your heart. And may the blessings of the Christ and of hierarchy rest upon all true servants, and may they stand tranquil in the midst of strife. And may the light of our garden, may the light of the garden of our souls be on the inner plane what the sun is to the gardens of the world, a safe and serene haven, a place of gathering, and a healing pool of light and life for many. Thank you, friends, for joining us. It was a joy to be with you and to share this visualization with all of you.